thought maybe you'd like to hear a song.
I'd love to.
Here you go. This is one of my favorites.
You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio, playing hundreds of songs from the 60s to today.
Hundreds of songs? Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, you hear the music, you know what that means. It's time, once again, for Sterling's March Mayhem. Yeah, that's right, Mayhem of Music. Because we legally can't say madness, but we can legally use this music, apparently.
Heck yeah.
Samuel and Julian Granato here, bringing you the first show today. Listen by numbers, round one, your first bracket, our 1v8 matchup today. We have Maroon 5 going up against Boyz II Men. Jill, how do you think it's going to go today?
From looking at, like, the students' perspectives, I really feel like they're going to vote for Maroon 5, but, like, as much as I would really love for Boyz II Men to win, I kind of feel like they have no chance. But but they're good enough to listen to, so
that's
I'm
good.
Excited.
Yeah, I think you're about right. Boyz II Men's a fun band, and we'll get to hear a little bit of them momentarily.
They should deserve recognition in this March Mayhem of Music.
Yeah, they're a local band. We love local bands. But anyway, we're going to start off with our first Maroon 5 song, which is Makes Me Wonder. It was their first song on the Billboard 100. Came out all the way on their first record way back in 2001/2002. Great year. Great couple of years there. Their lead singer, Adam Levine, it won Best Pop Performance by a group or duo at the 50th Grammy Awards, and it was featured, this is my favorite fact, it was featured in the game SingStar Pop Volume 2 and Lips, two great games that no one's ever heard of.
True story. Well, I also don't really play that many games, so I can't really say anything.
I feel like SingStar Pop Volume 2 and Lips were like the Rock Band and all those kind of rip-off games. But anyway, so to get us... Take us away with our first song. Here is Makes Me Wonder by Maroon 5.
Thank you.
That was She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. Sam and Jillian here kicking off our March mayhem. I do it every time. Every time I almost say madness. Kicking off our March mayhem of music tournament.
I love Maroon 5.
They're pretty good. That song was definitely a bop, as the kids say. So we're going to do something a little bit different here with our next two songs. We're going to play, give you a little bit of a double shot of Maroon 5. Our first song we're going to be playing is Animals. If you live on the planet Earth, you've probably heard the song before.
Yeah, they play it a lot. Well, when it first came out, I remember hearing it on the radio, like, all the time.
Yeah, so Animals was peaked number 3 on the Billboard 100 when it came out, and it's off their fifth studio album from 2014. The album's called V, or probably 5, because it's their fifth one, Roman numerals, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jill's the...
A lot of people don't actually know their Roman numerals, and that kind of shocks me.
Jill's the Maroon 5 expert here, so I'll let her fill in any gaps that I haven't figured out yet. But Animals ranked number 32 of 50 for Rolling Stone's Best Songs of 2014. So that's kind of like a middle ranking there, but it was still,
it's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's still pretty popular. Then after Animals, we're going to play She Will Be Loved. It was their third single off their debut album. We're going to take it back to Songs About Jane in 2002. That song, She Will Be Loved, peaked at number 5 in America and sold 2 million copies digitally.
And peaking at number 5 is basically telling us that you will hear this song literally all the time. Yeah. And if you don't know it, you're probably not a human being.
That's another one of those, if you've been living on the planet Earth, you will definitely know this song.
Yeah.
Little bonus fact for you about She Will Be Loved. It was featured in One Tree Hill, Smallville, and The Sopranos, all those wonderful early 2000 shows that we just can't get enough of. So, Jill, did you have anything to add before we get off to this wonderful Maroon 5 double shot?
Not really. Just, yeah.
Okay.
Go Knights.
That's a big Go Knights.
That's a Go Knights.
So you're going to hear Animals and She Will Be Loved. Once again, March Mayhem music. Keep on listening. We'll be right back. Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Baby, I'm playing. So what you try to do to me? It's like we can't stop, we're enemies.
Just like animals. I can't.
We are back. Don't you just love the sweet sound of Adam Levine's voice?
He's great.
I know, it's true. So you just heard Animals and She Will Be Loved, both Maroon 5. Maroon 5 is, of course, our number one seed in the Listen by Numbers bracket. During that little segment there, our little mini block of Maroon 5, Jill took it upon herself to look up some fun facts about Maroon 5.
Okay, so apparently in 2014, Adam Levine actually starred in American Horror Story.
Everyone's favorite anthology series from FX.
And I don't watch it, but if any of you are actually, like, listening and watch American Horror Story, if you can, like, actually confirm that. Is that true?
Amaya looks like,
Amaya,
yeah, it is true.
Amaya looks like, okay.
Okay, so she's outside the studio violently gesturing, confirming that Adam Levine was, in fact, on American Horror Story. So that's your number one seed fun fact of the day.
I didn't actually know that he, like, acted.
Well, he's on The Voice. I think that counts.
I don't know if that's acting, though.
I feel like most of his lines...
I feel so bad for him, though, because he always gets bashed by, oh, crap, what is his name?
Blake Shelton?
Blake Shelton, yeah. He always gets, like, bashed by him, but Blake Shelton, I swear, he cheats.
I mean, I don't watch those shows, but I'll take your word for it.
He does.
Anyway, moving on to the other half of this matchup, our 8 seed, Boyz II Men. Of course, you probably heard before. You may be thinking to yourself, this seems like an unfair matchup. I disagree.
Yeah.
Boyz II Men, local band formed in Philadelphia, PA, known for their a cappella and vocal harmonies. They were prominent sort of in the late 80s, 90s, and kind of the early 2000s there. They recently came back with a song. I believe they did a duet with Mariah Carey, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Also, they're in that one ad where they talk about, like, indigestion and stuff. Like,
are they really?
Yeah, it's like a Pepto-Bismol commercial. Oh, no, it's a Geico commercial. Anyway, so Boyz II Men, heavily popular, especially in this area, more known for their vocal harmonies and things like that. So our first song we're going to play for them is End of the Road. It was one of the most successful songs of all time, period. It spent 13 weeks at number one on the Billboard charts. It was the number one single the year it was released in 1992, and it was also certified platinum.
Wow.
Jill's impressed, and you should be too. So, without any further ado, here is End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Girl, you know we belong together. I don't have no time for you to be playing with my heart like this. You'll be mine forever, baby. You just see. We belong together. And you know that I'm right.
night when you just heard me and just ran out with that other fella. Baby, I knew about it. I just didn't care. You just don't understand how much I love you, do you? I'm here for you. I'm not out to go out there and cheat on night just like you did, baby, but that's alright. I love you anyway. And I'm still gonna be here for you till my dying day, baby. Right now, I'm just in so much pain, baby, cause you just won't come back to me, will you? Just come back to me. Yes, baby, my heart is lonely. My heart hurts, baby. Yes, I feel pain too.
Are you in your bag or what?
Well, Radio 3 is in their bag, like, totally. And it sounds so weird because we have... Because outside of the outside of the studio, there's, a 2-second delay. And we can hear them clapping as the beat hits in here. It's, a half a second later that they clap. And it's the funniest thing.
It's great. It's the wonders of radio. the half-second delay on the clap there. But that was End of the Road by Boyz II Men. If you aren't... sobbing, you should question if you have a soul or not.
Yeah, because Boyz II Men is very good at putting you in your bag.
It's true. That was definitely some hard-hitting.
We ended up turning off the lights and putting on our flashlights.
Yeah, we did a whole little thing going on here. Everybody got their flashlights out. We turned the lights off. We did the classic concert back and forth, you know.
Yeah.
But moving on to our next song, I hate to break it to you guys, but it's not any happier. We'll save the happy one for the end. On Bended Knee, it's their second single from their second album from 1994. It was the first time, I actually like this fact, the first time a band replaced themselves on the Billboard 100 chart. They actually knocked the record off for the Beatles, so that was pretty impressive because the Beatles had done it with I Want to Hold Your Hand, She Loves You, and Can't Buy Me Love. Boyz II Men came along and did it with On Bended Knee, which is pretty impressive considering they're, you know, some 30 years apart. So, while you still have your tissues out and you're still crying, we're going to get on to the next song. Here is On Bended Knee from Boyz II Men.
Girl, it's driving me insane. And I know I just need one more chance to prove my love to you. And if you come back to me, I'll guarantee that I'll never let you go.
Can we go back to the days the love was strong? Can you
Oh,
I'm sorry I let you down.
I know, you're still in your bag. It's a real, we're having a real hard time here with the opening of the tournament. You heard a lot of happy songs there, but
you'll be okay though.
You'll be fine.
Because this next song is definitely going to get you out of your bag.
That's right. So our final song we're going to play from Boyz II Men is probably my favorite song by them. It is Motown Philly.
I think everyone knows this.
How could you not? If you're from the area, right?
Yeah.
It's their debut single on their first album, which is probably one of my favorite titled albums of all time, Cooley High Harmony, all one word, in 1991. The music video for the song featured several locations around Philadelphia, which is good because, you know, they're paying homage to their hometown, which kind of helped to make them the kind of hometown heroes we see them as today. And finally, it comes from their 60s Motown vibes plus the Philly soul. And I was going to try to do like the Soul Train, but I can't. My voice can't get that high.
That's okay.
But anyway, so closing out our 1v8 matchup, here is Motown Philly.
Don't matter, just don't curse.
Yo, fellas, y'all ready to do this?
Yeah. Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, man? Boys coming in effect, yeah. And it's about time. Yo, let's rip this up.
Boys the men. Boys the men. Boyz II Men.
Skip the beat,
nah.
While cooling on South Street, jet black bands, plenty of friends,
and all the Philly steaks you can eat.
Back in school, we used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
Or do dreams just fade away? Yeah.
Then we started singing the days and it sounds smooth.
Then we started a group and here we are, kicking it just for you.
Yo, these four new jacks is real smooth on a harmony tip. Nate, Mike, Sean, and Juan, you know the mentality. Keep flipping the gift.
My spotlight is on us now. Watch us do this.
direct from Philly town.
Rapping hype and we can get down.
We are ready to roll, so now the world will know that we love.
Back in school we used to dream about this every day.
Could it really happen?
Or do dreams just fade away?
Everybody singing that bass in it sounds smooth.
So we start.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, but what's your name?
Boyz II Men.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile went named Wanya and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves.
Indeed. That was Motown Philly closing out the 1v8 matchup, Boyz II Men against Maroon 5. Polls will be going up at the end of the period, so keep an eye out for that. Moving on to our, why did I forget the matchup? Pretty sure it is in fact the 4-5 matchup. Blink-182 going up against
Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5. But first we're going to start with Blink-182. They were formed in Poway, California in the year 1992. They started practicing together in one of the members' bedrooms. It later branched into the craze that is now known as Blink-182.
The name Blink-182 was originally called Blink, but an Irish techno group already claimed that name, so then they added the 182 to it because they ended up watching the movie Scarface and counted how many times Al Pacino said the F-bomb.
I love that. I didn't know that. We were doing a prep work for the show yesterday, and Jill found that fact, and it
blew my mind.
Yeah, it pretty much blew everybody's mind, because that's such
a weird thing to say, let's just count this how many times they say this, and then we're just going to add that to my band.
Do you think they counted? Do you think they watched the movie and counted?
Yeah.
That's great.
The three of them are, like, insane, so I
Oh yeah,
guaranteed.
Well,
they probably did that.
My man Tom DeLonge with the aliens. We'll get to that later, in a later later segment. Anyway, our first song we're gonna play by them is, of course, "All the Small Things," probably their biggest hit, arguably.
It was number 6 for 23 straight weeks on the Billboard Top 10 in 2000. This song was also used in The Simpsons when Bart got a split from Homer and moved underneath Tony Hawk's skate room.
For all you Simpsons fans out there, Tommy Keane, I know he did a Simpsons opening. If he's listening, maybe he recognizes that episode. But anyway, taking it away, here's Blink-182 with "All the Small Things."
No, no.
she cares.
Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off, carry me home.
Blink 182 with All the Small Things, probably their biggest hit. Back with the March Mayhem of Music Tournament, following up with our 4v5 matchup. We are moving on to our next song from Blink 182, which, actually, we're going to play two songs. Sorry about that, I forgot. Like we did before with Maroon 5. We're going to be playing What's My Age Again and Rock Show in a moment. Jill?
What's My Age Again got nominated for the Billboard Music Award for Modern Rock Track of the Year. It also got number 58 on the Billboard Top 100, and in April of 99, and it was the number one single on Enema of the State album.
I love that name of that album. That's great. What's My Age Again is probably my favorite Blink 182 song. Just, I don't know why I like it so much. I just think it's great. I like the lyrics of it.
It's fun.
Which, of course, I had to edit yesterday before we could put it on air.
That's okay.
In addition to What's My Age Again, we're also going to be playing Rock Show by Blink-182.
Rock Show was their most successful song on the album Take Your Pants Off and Jacket. It was
They're
also...
great. The album's great. Sorry, go ahead.
It was also performed on David Letterman's show, and it peaked at number 33 on the mainstream Top 40.
So giving you your Blink-182 double shot, which will close out this portion of the bracket before we get onto our fifth seed. Here are What's My Age Again and Rock Show right here on Sterling Radio.
I took her out, it was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off her pants, but then I turned on the TV. And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23. And I still more amused by TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? And later on the drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy. That's about the time that you're not funny. Nobody loves you when you're 23. And I still want to lose my bank on calls. What the hell is called ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? The time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 20.
dancing without a purpose or direction. We don't know anyone, an explanation. I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. She said what, and I told her that I didn't know. She's so cool, and I'm sneaking through the window. Everything's better when she's around. Can we tell her parents go out of town? I fell in love with a girl at the rock show.
Have you bought your tickets to Warped Tour yet? Because, man, after all that Blink-182, I am feeling edgy. I don't know about you guys.
Hashtag 90s grunge.
There you go. We're bringing it back. Breaking news. Sterling Radio brings back 90s grunge. Anyway, so that's going to do our four matchup, Blink-182. Moving on to our fifth and final matchup.
Jackson 5.
The Jackson 5. Formed in 1964, part of the Motown craze, and they joined the ranks of the Four Tops and the Supremes. Bonus for Jackson 5, it's a loophole because it's technically not Michael Jackson.
Yeah, we were trying to avoid that, but we like the Jackson 5, so like,
yeah, I think they're,
why not?
They're a lot different than Michael Jackson as an artist. There's obviously more of them.
I feel like they're more like pumped up and like,
yeah,
like catchy. I wouldn't say catchy, but I don't know.
They were part of, like I said, the Four Tops and the Supremes. They released those like 2 to 3 minute hits, that Motown era, which is great. I love that kind of music.
I feel like the Jackson 5 was a lot better than Michael Jackson, like, in general.
That's a bold statement, Jill.
I know.
That's a real bold statement.
But that's my opinion.
We're going to have people with torches and pitchforks outside the station.
I'm entitled to my opinion, okay?
It's true. And you can suffer the consequences of it, too.
I don't care.
Anyway, our first song we're going to play for them is, of course, we're going to do another double shot of I Want You Back. Oh, look at that. We have a giant bracket.
Yeah.
A big giant bracket. I'm sure it'll be posted outside of
Room 405. Five?
Two?
Five, two.
Whatever room.
What is this classroom?
402. Sorry, I've been in here for more than half the year and I can't remember the classroom. It'll be outside of room 402, continuously updated as the tournament goes on. Anyway, back to the Jackson 5. We'll be doing a double shot. We'll be playing I Want You Back and ABC, probably the band's two largest hits. I Want You Back was number one on the Soul Singles chart for 4 weeks straight, and it's been sampled over 60 times by hip-hop artists. Easy for me to say. Hip-hop artists like Jay-Z and Biggie.
And ABC knocked Let It Be off of the Billboard 100 charts in 1970. First alphabetically on the list of Billboard 100 songs.
Of course it is. Kinda, I like well, that yeah, fact, yeah.
And then one of the shortest songs to reach top of the charts, clocking in at 2 minutes and 55 seconds.
So without further ado, here are two of the Jackson 5's biggest hits with I Want You Back and ABC. March Mayhem. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Nothing gets you pumped up like the Jackson 5, huh?
Do you guys know your alphabet?
Yeah, by this point you should.
Jackson 5 does.
He also can, 2 plus 2 is 4. That's good.
Yeah.
Those are essential.
Why are there so many songs with, like, basic concepts in them? Like, 2 plus 2 is 4, and then ABC.
Makes for great songwriting.
What's next? How to Tie Your Shoe?
Breaking news. Billboard number 100 chart. anyway, so our final song for today is going to be Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5. Probably it's one of those Motown songs that, like, everybody and their brothers recorded. It's been recorded by several artists. It was actually written by Smokey Robinson.
A lot of people sing this for auditions on The Voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't watch The Voice. I made that clear earlier. But, yeah. So it all comes, it's a full circle. We started with Maroon 5. It's coming back with people singing on The Voice.
Yeah.
Look at that. Who's Loving You was the B-side of the I Want You Back 45. So you got to listen to the great I Want You Back, and now you're going to hear the other side of that, if we had the 45. The first performance of this song in Philadelphia actually caused the concert to stop for several minutes because the audience loved it so much they just kept clapping and, you know, making a ruckus. Could you describe the ruckus? Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you just make jokes and you just cram movie lines in there, and eventually someone has to laugh, right?
You're right.
So
I'm actually kind of surprised that Strauss isn't, like, cackling outside.
That's true. Yeah, he seems a little busy. Anyway, so we'll play Who's Loving You, and then we'll come back with a couple tournament updates and news for tomorrow. So here is Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5. What a song. My goodness, that's another slow jam for you.
Heck yeah. I love the Jackson 5.
Jackson 5 with Who's Loving You.
That's closing. Probably my favorite song from them.
I didn't, you know, here's the thing. I thought I knew the Jackson 5, but then when I was doing research, I found that song, and I was like, wow, that's a great tune.
Yeah, it is a great, it's a great tune.
It's a good slow dance song if you've got your special someone with you, and you want to take a little time to dance. That's a great song for it.
Just dance in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
If you hear this.
If you're in traffic, get out of your car, dance. Anyway. So I was just informed by our producer, Mr. Strauss, that the polls for the March Mayhem in Music are in fact live. So you can go on Twitter now and vote. We've got Maroon 5 up against Boyz II Men and Jackson 5 against Blink-182. So cast your votes. The polls will be live for 23 hours and the results will be announced tomorrow with the Mad Lads show on Friday.
Shout out to the Mad Lads for tomorrow. Stay tuned for them. Also, because they have their Panic at the Disco against Pearl Jam and Foo Fighters against Imagine Dragons. So that should be a really good matchup. Yeah. I'm actually kind of excited for
It's going to be interesting.
They're also doing Mad Libs. I'm not really sure if they actually are or not.
No, I'm getting confirmation from Mike Multanomic that they are, in fact,
They're doing Mad Libs.
Mad Libs.
And that
so.
Kind of excites me because I, like, not purposely mentioned Mad Libs 2 days ago, and now they're, like, on board with Mad Libs, and I'm kind of excited. So stay tuned for tomorrow for that right here on Sterling High School Radio. Now we're going to close it out with a band that didn't actually make the cut. So we're going to do...
Real quick, breaking news from our producer once again. It's going to be called the Mad Libs Mad Minutes. Thanks for making me say that on air, guys. I appreciate it.
Mad Lads, Mad Libs, Mad Minutes.
Jill was much better at it than I was.
I also said it a lot slower.
Well, that helped too. closing us out, one of the bands that did not make the cut, One Republic. Again, I refuse to play 21 Pilots. Sorry for all you fans out there. But
they're actually in the tournament.
They are, later. I don't want to spoil anything. But here is Counting Stars by One Republic. Thanks for listening, and we will hear you guys tomorrow.
Go Knights.